want to point out that with the opening talk on love, I think when I was talking about love, strange as it seems, mm-hmm. I did actually talk about love. I said at the end of that talk that it is innate and intrinsic to the Anthropos to love nine things. So I call it the ninefold love of the Anthropos. And when I said those things, it might have appeared as if I said only eight, because first I said only eight, and then I added the ninth. So I'd like to say now, for all of you, what those nine loves are. Okay?
Please.
It's natural and innate to humanity and essential to the preservation of our humanity to maintain love of nine things. One, freedom. Two, truth. And three, beauty. To love, freedom, truth, and beauty is almost like the divine trinity of being human. Don't need theology. Don't need religion. Love those things, and it will give you everything that any religion could ever claim to offer. Then, four and five, love innocence and pleasure, and love them together, because they go together. We are playful species. We're also extremely dangerous, or I would hope so anyway. By the time I finish talking about it, some of us will be. That's not Vox City, by the way. See, that's future tense. Four and five, love innocence, love pleasure. Then, two processes which are essential to the development of our noetic faculties. Learning, six, and sharing, seven. Love to learn, love to share. This is absolutely innate to human nature. Then we come to the big eight. Power. Love, power. Planetary Tantra is in a way an extension, a completely novel extension of what was formerly known in Hindu religion and mysticism as Shaktism. Shaktism being the worship of power. Love, power. Not power over others, but power through others, power with others. Never power over others. Know your power and love your power. Finally, nine is kind of a summation that wraps up all the rest. And this is something that really shows that you're a real human being. It's so important. If you have this lacking in your life, you'll really be lost. But if this love, this ninth power of love is intact, you will always find your way. You can't always find your way. Love mystery. Love the mystery of life. Love the mystery of your own self. How mysterious it is that you even have a self. In Maya, isn't it? You know? Why isn't it that you don't have one? You know? Why couldn't it be otherwise? In Mayavada Vedanta, and I'll have more to say about that, and don't go researching it because you're never going to find anything, because I'm the source of it. It's the new school. In Mayavada Vedanta, we recognize that the highest ontological and metaphysical mystery is called Mahamaya, which means the great Maya. Now, Maya is not illusion. It's an apparition, but it's a real apparition, a true apparition. The power of the primordial ground consciousness of this universe to produce a material world is Maya, but that world is not fake. It's not an illusion. It's a real, true, sensate, living, dynamic apparition. And among all the apparitions that the primordial ground consciousness called Shiva can produce, the highest apparition is Mahamaya. And that is the beauteous form of the self. The fact that you have a self is a deep, deep mystery. And all the other points of love in this formula are also deeply mysterious. And when you love the mystery, you are drawn into the mystery. The mystery invites you, and it guides you. So love the mystery. Those are the 9 loves of the Anthropos.